I'd like to welcome everyone to this morning's study session from May City Council for Thursday, March 14th, 2013. Council members Higgins and Glover are absent and they will not be calling in. We'll begin with the first item on the agenda, which is to review the agenda for Monday night's regular council meeting. Page 2, items 3A through 3C. Or 2 through 3C, I guess. Items 4A and 4B. Items 4C through 4E. 4D. Mr. Stubbs, could you come up and explain what this request is all about?
Mr. Mayor, 4D, we're requesting,
fire department's requesting, along with Apache Junction, to increase the number of radios that we got approval for a few months back from this council. It's replacing all of our radios that we currently carry. We carry a VHF radio and a 800 megahertz radio on all of our apparatus. We have four radios on each apparatus. We approved sometime a few months ago to replace all those with a dual band radio with upgraded technology. It reduced the amount of radios the firefighters have to carry. It also reduced the chance that they'll mix up and grab the wrong radio if they're in the Phoenix dispatch area working on a call, or vice versa, even if we're working on a call in our area. Our prices came back better on our trade-in value, which allowed us to purchase additional radios. These radios will allow our backup chief officers, the ones that we move in under critical times to backfill battalion chief positions. We weren't able to purchase any radios in the original contract. This will allow us to put radios in the deputy chief vehicles. And so when they do move up, they'll have that dual band radio as well.
I know there's been some discussion about this, and I can't even pretend to be an expert on this. So if you could tell us how this changes, or how this, you talk about the Phoenix region. I know there's been some discussion of Phoenix versus our Topaz system, which is us and Gilbert and Apache Junction, Grand Queen Creek.
Queen Creek.
What now? So this would primarily, if I'm understanding this right, when we do when we cross the border into Tempe and I guess Chandler, then, right?
Yes.
So how does this deal with that, having this dual band as opposed to what we're doing now?
It helps us in the capacity that we're only dealing with one radio, and there's a toggle to switch on that radio instead of having to carry a second radio, because right now is we have to have two radios. So when the firefighter gets off the truck, or the captain gets off the truck, if they inadvertently grab the wrong radio, they've got to either go back, or they're not able to communicate with everybody else on the scene or Phoenix Alarm. With this one, the chance that they're going to grab the wrong radio is impossible, because there is only one radio. The other side of that is it's just a toggle switch that they have to, if they forget to switch it over to a VHF, such as the example you gave of working in Tempe or in Chandler, it's a matter of flipping a switch or turning a knob, and then they're on that VHF.
So they'd be able to then be on the same
correct
radio system, and I'm assuming they have a frequency or something.
Yes, it's already designed, already designated. That information is given on the way out. The mobile, this is also the approval that we received a few months back also replaced all of the mobile radios in the vehicles. Those are the radios that are inside the vehicles.
Okay,
which are dual band as well. Currently, in most of our units, we have two different radios in there as well. So, en route to the call on that mobile radio, that truck radio, they've already switched over and they're talking on that VHF channel to the on-scene crews or to Phoenix Alarm, be it a call.
And that's I'm assuming that's handled through dispatch. When they go out, they're told what frequency or where everyone's going to
exactly.
be talking.
They're given a channel assignment, a deck assignment, when the call comes out. They get an address, and if it's in that Chandler or Tempe, they get it's called a deck assignment. They get that channel and frequency assignment right then.
Okay.
They get in the truck, they flip it over, they acknowledge the call with us, so our dispatch knows they're going, and then the next communication they have is with Phoenix Alarm.
Gotcha.
That's how it's worked now. So they're already in communication with that. when they're arriving on the scene, when they get out of the truck, again, they will have their correct radio and they'll make sure they're on that right frequency.
Now, with this purchase, does that get us to where I would assume that we would put these dual band in the stations that are the ones that would be crossing the lines, or does this cover the entire city?
It covers the entire city.
So no matter where you are, you'll have this dual band. This is our standard now.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Any other questions? Thanks.
You're welcome.
Anything else on 4C through 4E? 4F and 4G? Okay. Councilmember Summers?
Thank you, Mayor. No, I'm good for now.
Okay.
4I is my issue.
All right. 4H and 4I, Councilmember Summers.
Now I'm on time. I'm still on Washington, D.C. time, so I'm a little early. Can I have a presentation on 4? I have concerns that this project has been reduced in size by almost a mile. Originally, when we went to the voters, we told them we wanted to fix the inverted crown between Broadway Road, on Broadway Road between Sossaman and Hawes. That we've had three public meetings since then, July of 9, November of 10, and March of 2011. And we've had considerable public input, which has described the project fixing problems along Broadway Road between 70th Street and Hawes. For the amount that was originally anticipated for the project of $15 million. So now we seem to have, after those public meetings, decreased the scope of this project down to the 1 mile, and I'm curious as to what gives.
Okay. Good morning, Mayor, Council. The project was originally envisioned in the bond election to go from the intersection of Sossaman and Broadway east to Power Road and about a half mile south on Sossaman. I have a map here if we get Elmo functioning. So that was the original project. That's the way it was budgeted in when we went to the voters in 2008. The reason...
Yeah, it's ready.
Is it ready?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. The reason... Well, I'll go on. The reason that it was put on to those limits is because Broadway Road in the 70s was constructed by the county, and something called an inverted crown was installed, which in engineer speak means that the road was actually designed to serve as the drainage channel. So when it rains out there, it truly rains. I've got a picture that shows that intersection flooding at Sossaman Road, then the drainage channel turned and went along the east side of Sossaman Road. So the project was to install storm drains down Broadway Road and then extend them down Sossaman Road about a half a mile. That was what it was originally envisioned to be. When we started working with the neighborhoods and we went out, and at the time you will remember that, I'll just show you this. This is the intersection of... Can I zoom out?
It could be
this
anywhere.
The intersection of Sossaman and Broadway. And this is what we call a two-year storm, which is 1 inch in an hour. We like to design for 100-year storms, which is about 2.5 inches in an hour. You can see this is...
How many 100-year storms have we had in the last 10 years?
We've had three in the last year.
Well, the interesting thing about Mesa is we cover a very large land area, and we can have a 100-year storm in a 3-square-mile area and not in the rest of the city, and then the next year we can have a 100-year storm in another 3-square-mile area. So it does sound like we have a lot of them, I know. But this is... Broadway is looking east, and then Sossaman is south. The water actually comes down the kind of the center of the road and then spills out and then turns into a channel going south. When we go south, that channel is open to south of Pueblo, and then it crosses. And Councilmember Summer, you will remember that it then goes into a large concrete channel that goes through a neighborhood west of Sossaman. So this project was only envisioned to to underground that drainage in Broadway east of Sossaman and then south down Sossaman. As we began to work with the neighborhoods, and at the time we were getting really, really good bids, we felt like we would go ahead and design the section to the west, which is actually about 3/4 of a mile, not a mile, over to 72nd Street and a little bit west of 72nd Street, and take another pipe to the west to provide a secondary bleed for the system. So that's what we did when we spoke with the neighbors. We covered the entire property. When we bid the project, we bid that as an alternate because at the time, and what we're seeing right now today is the price of land is going up. We also found during the design we had to do some property acquisition and we had to accommodate some SRP facilities, which added into the cost. So right now the money we have available through the bond package will easily cover the amount that we had in the original, this portion of the project we had in the original bond package. It won't cover the part we had hoped to be able to get as the total project.
That's true. That's what the bond pamphlet originally said, but that was changed by the Transportation Advisory Board in August of 2009, correct? And then we have had three succeeding public meetings with public documentation that the project was going to extend from 70th Street over.
That was our
intent. And we've had public feedback that it was going to be from 70th Street.
Yes, that was our intent.
It's and about, now we're switching that after a public meeting to say we're only going to...
It would be another $4 million to add that section to the project.
But wasn't when we went forward with the bond $4 million? So $13 million total. When we went forward with the bond and our estimates, which we were just kind of guessing what that would be, when we were thinking it was $15 million for the one-mile project.
Originally, I believe it was in at 14. I'll go back and check the number. I don't remember off the top of my head. But remember, the 9.2 is construction only. You have design, you have land acquisition, we have SRP relocation costs, and a variety of other costs that add several million dollars to the project that you don't see with this award.
More beyond the $4 million for the rest. What would it be for the entire piece?
The whole piece would be another $4 million. We've already got the design done, and we can proceed with it with the design as is. So those costs won't increase. They're already included as part of the original work.
Do you have something on that?
Councilman Richard.
Before I get to the next piece.
How much would it cost, if it's $4 million to add it to this project, how much would it cost to come back in and remobilize all the equipment, everything, and come in and do it the other half later? Because it's going to have to be done eventually, right? Mm-hmm. So what would be the increased cost down the road if we didn't do it now?
Mobilization, I would just be guessing at that. I can get you some better numbers on that after I talk to the contractor, but you can consider mobilization probably between 5 and 10%, depending on, it's a sliding kind of scale with these. It does cost more to do that.
And we'd have to rebid it.
We'd have to rebid it. The other thing that's happening is we do see prices increasing. That's why we weren't able to get the section like we had hoped to be able to get. There are two HOAs that are affected in that section, the Mesa East HOA and the Golden Hills HOA. There may be something we can do that would help them. We met with the Mesa East HOA on March the 4th. There were over 100 people at the meeting. They were disappointed, but they kind of do understand the money situation. And we've also met with the Golden Hills HOA. We met with them on the 5th of March and went through the project limits with them and the numbers we got on the bids. I think one of the biggest concerns for the Mesa East HOA would be a sidewalk for them on the north. I don't think they're so concerned about the street or the drainage as they are getting a sidewalk on the north side of the street that would allow them to extend over to the Albertsons west of the property. So there may be some things we could do like that. That would be helpful for them in the meantime until we can get to another bond package. We do have this recommended for the next bond package.
Okay, so a time frame and increased cost, if you were to give me just a guesstimate, an extra 3 years and another $1 million, or?
Somewhere between 250 and half million for the extra costs. And then I can't predict the market in terms of asphalt right now. It goes up with the price of gasoline. And the end of last year, the price of gasoline really dropped. But right now, it's really going up. So, as long as oil's going up, I'm guessing at best.
Well, thank you. And the other consideration too is that you have to wait for another bond.
Right.
So we have to put a whole other bond project, and who knows how long that's going to take, and then where in that bond process this is going to be. And my concern is that we've gone to these neighborhoods, had several meetings, and now we're changing that project. Not to mention that we're going to end up paying more of a cost down the road for the project as it changes. And then finally, and last question, what is the nature of Nesbitt's protest on this?
We did have a bid protest on this project. The apparent low was Blue Corps, which is a Mesa-based contracting firm. Mm-hmm. Nesbitt was the second low. They're about $60,000 apart. Nesbitt sent us a bid protest based on unit prices. They felt that the low bidder had unbalanced their bid. They based that protest on...
Could you explain so everyone knows what an unbalanced bid is?
Thank you, Mayor.
Yes, sir, I will. When we bid projects of this nature, we bid them as unit prices. A unit price, we establish a unit price that the contractor fills out in their bid for such things as a linear foot of pipe, a linear foot of curb and gutter, square yards of asphalt, so forth like that. What can happen is, depending on how the contractor looks at it and prepares their bid, they all price those things differently depending on where they choose to put their general conditions, their mobilizations, or traffic control, and those sort of activities and events in the unit prices. So
there's not a separate line item for those items?
There are over 100 separate line items.
I know, but is there a separate line item in a bid for general
yes.
conditions and
no,
overhead and all
there
that?
Are not. We include general conditions, traffic control, and mobilization into the line items typically for a unit price bid project, not a lump sum. So going on.
These days, okay, so, you can explain that to me, but go ahead.
So right. going on,
okay.
they asserted yeah. that the low bidder had unbalanced their bid, which means that they put very little amount of money into the pipe costs and a lot more money into different items in the bid, such as pavement or earthwork. And they were basing that on the fact that Blue Corps has a proprietary product that they might have proposed as an alternate. They do a cast-in-place concrete pipe as opposed to a reinforced concrete pipe. Our specifications require reinforced concrete pipe, and that's the way we bid it. When we went back to Blue Corps, they provided documentation on their unit bid prices, showed how they prepared them. They are in line with bid prices that ADOT has experienced. The difference with their bid prices is that they self-perform all their pipe work, and Nesbitt, the second low, actually has to contract for that work.
So what you're saying is that some people do a little sort of a bait and switch, and what they were saying is they're going to go in there and bid it this way, and then once we get the holes dug, they're going to come in and try and change order to switch to this other pipe, which will end up costing more. That was sort of the assertion.
Right.
What Blue Corps said was, we're not going to do that.
We're not going
to
do that.
We will commit to installing the pipe that was spec'd, not going to the alternative.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
So in that case, then, their bid protest didn't have a foundation. Okay. Blue Corps actually provided us with a written letter indicating they bid reinforced concrete pipe. They're going to supply reinforced concrete pipe. Therefore, both bids are based on the
same. So you're telling me that we will not have a council item to approve in the future some change order that changes the pipe?
Yes, that's
okay.
correct.
Councilmember Kavanaugh?
Thank you. My question is more for Ms. Brady. I know for the past year or so, there's been staff discussion about the need for a bond issue for both transportation and public safety issues. And I'm just wondering the question is, should it be for 2013 or 2014? And I'm just wondering if you have a forecast yet of when you're going to come back to council to ask us for some direction on that.
Thank you. Mayor, Mr. Kavanaugh, we actually have scheduled, I believe
April.
In April, 1st of April, the staff's been working on a presentation to bring to council to discuss the very matters you just addressed. And so we have both a presentation from the utilities. I know specifically streets, we've been working on that because we have a lot of projects that, and this kind of is a natural process as we begin projects where in the one bond package, we have to kind of define a beginning and an end, and we realize there's a lot more we could do, and whether it's Broadway, whether it's Power Road, whether it's Southern around the Fiesta District. And so a lot of times what we will do is we will recognize it does pay, it makes sense for us to go ahead and plan beyond the original scope of the project so we can, one, it helps us to determine infrastructure and linking into major intersections or other jurisdictions. But those plans are done, and those would obviously, if we were to come to council and council were agreeable to a streets bond program, I think in the past we've always identified those projects as being the top priority projects because they're, if you would, in the vernacular of the industry, they're shovel-ready. They're in a position where we could go. But we will be bringing that to council. I think we have both utilities, we have the streets, and I also believe that we are very close to coming putting together a package on public safety issues.
And this would be a follow-up to, I mean, the last bond issue we had related to these would have been the 2008 one.
Yes.
So we, 5 years.
Or 5 years, and it would be almost 6 years before we'd be able to implement. Thank you.
All right. Vice Mayor?
Just to follow up on your line of questioning. So in these bids that we, when we approve them as council, there's usually a 10% contingency built in for change orders. That way you don't ever bring them back. If this is a $9 million project, we're talking about a $60,000 difference in a bid. There's potentially a $900,000 leeway that you work with as we pre-approve these contingencies. I've had my concern on a couple other projects, as you well know, and so it's just interesting. It's a good learning process, but I'm just wondering, $60,000 in a $9 million project is sometimes just interest costs for a short period of time. So would love to have more light shined on this, as we, especially since I think we're going to be the Valley's leading provider of major public works projects going down the road with regard to all the bond issues and everything that we're doing. I've had some concerns. I'm trying to make sure that as these things are bid, the RFQs, the RFPs, the everything that we do, that we get as much transparency and light into that process. And so I hope to maybe work with your office and others to find out how we do that. So
that'd be great.
There isn't some concerns. But
I can tell you we just looked at what our change orders were tracking yesterday, and the number was below 2% on our projects. They do vary depending on, you know, like smaller projects, you see a higher percentage because a change order can be higher in relation to them. I am concerned about Broadway Road because it is an older road, and when we get out there and start digging, it's a lot of major underground work.
Well, it wasn't our road to build in the first place.
No,
yeah. Well, you know, I'm not concerned so much with conditions related change orders. I mean, you go out and you find stuff.
Right.
I am concerned if you have a change of material or a change of spec or something like that. That to me is not really a change order. I agree. I know how the game plays. You know, once you get a bid, you're there, and just want to balance playing field and understand that you don't know what you have a lot of times, especially if you never built it in the first place, until you go out there and start digging holes. But on the other hand, changes in materials, that just shouldn't happen unless there's a really, really good reason for it to happen. So I'd hope that the percentage isn't as much as the rationale for the change order.
Mayor.
Yeah, Councilmember Summers.
I have a problem with changing a project after three public meetings. That demonstrated a different direction. I'd like this item pulled off the agenda. Pull off consent.
Okay.
Leave it on the agenda.
For I will be on off consent agenda. Let me ask you this. In those public meetings, was there ever the potential that this project could change in scope? Was that ever?
And that's what I'd like to dig down to, Mayor. I was going to ask that. Beth, let's set up a meeting. I know that Councilwoman Higgins has some concerns over this as well, and if we could work this out maybe Monday morning.
My calendar
looks like garbage, but if we
have a meeting set with Councilmember Higgins Monday afternoon, I believe, but I'll see if I can forward that to you.
I have a meeting with Paul Gilbert. Is there any way I can meet with you instead?
Yeah. I can make that happen.
Somebody send this tape to Paul. Great. All right, let's see if we can get everybody in the same room. I want to get all the facts hammered out before I vote. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. Items 4J through 5B. Items 5C through 5G. Items 6A through 6D. Okay.
Mayor?
Yep. Mr. Brady?
We would like to add another item for Monday. It's related to the purchase. Well, Mr. Bowden, why don't you explain this? It's regarding our bonds for 2013.
Okay.
We want to take care or advantage of some of the market conditions and so forth coming forward, so we're going to put the excise tax obligation bond package, which takes care of the spring training packages that will be coming forward. So they didn't make the agenda for you to get ahead of time, but they'll be on Monday's agenda.
There's some market conditions that may be to our favor if we move sooner.
Okay, and you'll get us the details?
Yeah, you'll have it tonight. You'll have it today.
Today, yeah. Okay.
Yes.
All righty. Great, thank you. Thank you, Councilman Richards. Yeah, I need to pull 5G off of the consent. The way that it's agendized, we've usually split that, and we didn't split it this time.
We'll split it.
Okay. So whatever you split out for East...
Oh, no, there is no conflict for you on this one. It does not include any properties that you would have conflict with. Well, we could talk about it.
But. Yeah, as long as there's nothing, because the way that it's agendized, it's a blanket approval.
Right.
Would appear to create a conflict.
Correct.
For me.
There's no parcels in there that we'd have conflict with.
Is there a proximity
issue? Then why don't you...
We'll talk at it.
Yeah, well, let's talk. Well, you may want to change the description. If there's no properties in there, you may want to change...
Excluding East...
Well, just take it to west of Mesa Drive.
Okay.
And I'm okay.
Okay.
All right?
We'll work on it.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Councilman Richards, for reminding me of that. Totally forgot. I'm sorry, what? Okay. Next item is to acknowledge the receipts of minutes of various boards and committees. I have a motion from the Vice Mayor, second Councilmember Summers. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Hear reports on meetings and conferences attended. Do we have any reports? Councilmember Summers.
Mayor, I'll just, we had a lot of meetings this week, so I just want to highlight one in particular. We all went to Washington, D.C. for various meetings of the National League of Cities. I am the vice chairman of the Public Safety and Crime Prevention Subcommittee, and I am excited to report to you that when we looked at where we were going to meet for our regional meeting in September, the members of the Public Safety and Crime Prevention Committee decided that Tempe Mesa would be the location. We are, myself and Joel Navarro, put a package together thanks to Visit Mesa, Ian, and the folks over at the Chamber and Visitors Bureau in Tempe. So we will be hosting that meeting with about 30 members. So excited to have them come and visit our fair city.
Great. Thank you. Councilman Kavanaugh.
Thank you. Just a follow-up to that, I serve on the board of directors for National League of Cities, and it was a good conference, and Mesa received a lot of recognition for a whole variety of areas that we work on. Particularly wanted to note that Mayor Smith received attention in a number of the presentations to the whole group for his work and leadership style. I wanted to congratulate him on that. Thank you.
Gee, thank you. The Frank Luntz one was a little
that
weird.
Was great.
That was really good.
Okay, Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. Just a reminder, we have a lot going on downtown right now. Spark, Mesa's Festival of Creativity, continues through downtown. So a lot of free activities are taking place on the plaza, so we invite everyone to come down for that. And we'll see you on Monday. We'll have a study session before then, too. Thank you.
Okay. Ms. Mixon, any questions to speak?
No requests, Mayor.
All right. I have a motion from the Vice Mayor, second Councilman Kavanaugh, entering executive session. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. We are going into executive session. Thank you.